السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, there are certain sicknesses, diseases, that when a person goes to the doctor, he repeats the injection, he repeats the medication which he had given previously. Many of us, we fall ill, we go to the doctor, we go to the physician, and some medication that he had prescribed earlier and which had cured our disease and illness, then he repeats that same prescription. The same with the Quran Sharif and the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are a prescription for our spiritual sicknesses. They are a prescription for our spiritual weakness and illness. So most of those things have to be repeated, especially when we find that that sickness is again in vogue, or it is again prevalent, or the person seems to be suffering again from that same sickness, then he must repeat the same medication. So some things, or there are certain things that we repeat in the bayans, it is beneficial for the speaker also, and also for the listeners. Some of them are new in the audience, sometimes they have not heard it, and sometimes they have heard it but we haven't practiced upon it as yet. So recently, the large number of letters that I receive from people who are trying to make their islah, and also from others in the discussions that take place, and from what we hear happening in the society, we find that this disease of jealousy is very, very prevalent and very common. It is so prevalent and so common that people are now going to the extremes in trying to hurt, injure, cause harm to the person against whom they are holding jealousy. So when such a situation is prevalent, then it is necessary that we repeat some of the ayats of the Quran Sharif and some hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which you may have heard in previous talks. But this morning, very strongly the taqaza or the desire came in the heart that I should repeat something about jealousy. Because people are burning themselves out in jealousy and gaining no true or real benefit. There is no benefit. Besides harm, there's nothing. They are spiritually damaging their souls, their hearts, and also it is causing havoc in their lives. As far as jealousy is concerned, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is reported to have said that there are three things from which a person is not free, or very seldom a person would be free from these three things. One is jealousy, second is suspicion, and the third is bad omen. These three things are such that a person is generally not free from it. It just comes into the heart. But just coming into the heart is not a problem. It is when a person acts upon it that it becomes a problem. So he gave us the prescription that if jealousy comes, then don't act upon it. The person that you are jealous against, if the thought of jealousy comes, then just ignore it. Don't act upon it. Don't try to cause harm. Don't try to take away from that person or wish and desire that whatever that person has been blessed with must be taken away from that person. Must be snatched away, must be destroyed. If bad omen comes, then just keep going ahead. Like we hear that if a black cat crosses in front of our car when we are proceeding to work, so you must cancel the trip because it's bad luck. So now if the thought like that comes, or if we just have to be allocated seat number 13, then if the thought comes that it is bad luck, then ignore that thought and make sure that we sit on that seat which is number 13. Who knows, it could be good luck. And most of the time those people say that they got good luck. So only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what is good for us, what is bad for us, and what lies in future. That is the reason that it is totally haram and forbidden to go to a fortune teller and ask about our future. In the time of Harun Rashid, one person was very well known as a fortune teller, that his predictions were coming correct. So one of his ministers, who was a very deendar and a pious minister, he told Harun Rashid, he said, "Why are you so concerned about this fortune teller? Call him to your court and I will prove that his predictions are all incorrect." So he was called to the court and he was asked. The minister asked him, he says, "How long will you live? You are a fortune teller, so now tell me in front of the king that how long will you be living in this world?" So he said, 25 years. So he asked Harun Rashid for a sword. He took the sword and chopped his neck off. And then he said, "Look at this person, what prediction he made. 25 years he will be living. He didn't even live a few minutes." Because he was causing the destruction of the iman of people, therefore he did this to him. But in any case, this is the reason why we are told not to go to any fortune teller. In one of the majlises recently, I also mentioned something that is important. Many of you were not in that majlis. About those people who are going to the Taweez Walas, they are also giving predictions of fortune telling, many of them. And especially those who are putting our young girls and young women into trance, or even others that are calling, they put them into a trance. And then in that trance state, the person speaks a lot of things. And it is causing such amount of friction between parents and children, wives and husbands, mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, sister-in-laws, because the first people whose names will be mentioned will be those people who are associated with that person. So and so has done jadu upon you. And in most cases it is lies. 90% of the time it's lies. Nobody knows exactly who did what. Only Allah Ta'ala knows that. If the person really and truly believes that the person has been affected or possessed, then make ilaj by some reputable person. But to believe what these people are saying, it is totally haram and forbidden. It is no evidence, because most of the time it's the jinns which speak. And when the jinns speak, they speak lies. Most of the time it's lies. And they enjoy these fights and friction and quarrel between family members. And the moment the person begins to harbor this doubt and suspicion in his mind, then he breaks off his relationship with that family member. And he accuses him of things which he has not done. And the end result and consequence will be that sooner or later, someday in this person's life, he will be accused of the same thing, or he will be affected, even if he's not affected at this stage. So don't believe what these people say. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what is in the ghaib. The knowledge of ghaib only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has. How much Allah ta'ala desired, he gave to the anbiya ikram alayhimu salatu wasalam. And the greatest amount of knowledge of ghaib was given to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was given the knowledge of what happens in the qabr, what happens in the akhirat, what happens. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given the knowledge to whatever extent Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desired. Thereafter there is what we term as kashf, which some Ahlullah, the people who are connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they get a form of kashf. But kashf also is not a kind of a dalil. It's not a proof. If that kashf is in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, then it is acceptable. Otherwise it is not acceptable. So those people who make these predictions, if a person goes to them and believes in it, then definitely he is going to be in serious problem. So in the first place, we shouldn't go to such type of people who make such predictions or who put someone into a trance and then use that as evidence. And I also mentioned in the majlis that another thing that is causing havoc in society are dreams. That people have dreams, and in the dream they see something that the brother has done, something that the sister has done, or something that the mother-in-law or father-in-law has done, and then they accept that as proof. Sometimes goods are getting stolen and they make istikhara. And after that they say, in our istikhara we saw. So these istikharas cannot conclusively prove who has stolen what item. It is not evidence at all, so don't believe in such things. Don't destroy our iman on the basis of these type of dreams. Nevertheless, so we go back to jealousy. That jealousy is a thing that is prevalent. However, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that when it comes, then just ignore it. Don't follow it. Don't go ahead with it. If bad omen comes, that if you think that it's bad luck what has happened, forget it, ignore it, and just go ahead with whatever you are doing. If suspicion comes, then don't harbor it into your heart, unless you have got conclusive proof and evidence. So these are the things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. Now if we have to look at the Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif, we can speak for hours and hours. There's so much that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam has mentioned with regards to these sicknesses and diseases. Just as we consider the sickness and disease of our body very important, and everyone wants good health, therefore we go and take medication, we go for checkups, and what limits we go to. And there's nothing wrong with it, because the body is a machine that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to us. And we will be questioned on the day of judgment if we abuse this machine. If a government gives to a person a vehicle to use for certain purpose, and if the person doesn't check the water, doesn't check the oil, doesn't check the pressure, doesn't check anything in there, and just keeps hammering the vehicle, and it meets up with a blown up engine, or it ends up with a blown up engine, then that person is going to be questioned. That even though you were doing the work of the government, but it was your duty to care for it. So it is necessary that we should care for the body. There is nothing wrong with that. But all of us are just concerned with our body, which is one day going to perish. One day it is going to turn to dust. So that which is going to turn to dust, we are so much concerned. But that which is not going to turn to dust, that is the soul. The sicknesses and diseases of the soul, how many of us really go and find out that this is my sickness, what is the prescription? How many of us are really concerned that I've got pride in my heart, I've got jealousy, I've got malice, I've got greed, I've got evil lust and passions and desires, and what is the cure, what is the remedy? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned a whole surah, Surah Yusuf. And in that surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brothers. And it was due to jealousy that they took him and put him away into the well. Because they said, he is more beloved to our father than ourselves. Therefore take him, put him into, get rid of him, kill him, or go and dump him somewhere. So it was jealousy which led to that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't just give us stories as a lullaby to put us off to sleep. That there was jealousy which led to this. But look what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did. That same Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala raised him to the position of a king and a ruler. And those same brothers who were jealous, they had to come and fold their hands and ask for forgiveness and apologize. So we have not caused any harm to that person by being jealous and envious. He will get what is in his risk and in his muqaddar. We are only harming ourselves. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that as far as jealousy is concerned, Al-hasad ya'kulul hasanat kama ta'kulun nar al-hatab. That when there's dry wood, then how fire destroys that wood. It eats it up. In the same way the person is making umrah upon umrah, is making hajj upon hajj, is making nafil namazas, tahajjud, ishraq and chasht. but he is so jealous and envious of what Allah Ta'ala has given to the other person, that he is desirous that it must be snatched away from him, it must be destroyed, he must not have that blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So what he has really done in effect is that his good deeds, he has burnt it up, like how fire burns up the wood. It just burnt up all his good deeds. These are diseases of the heart. And only the mashayikh of the time who have really made their own islah, not only those who have just read kitabs. Kitabs, there are plenty of people who have become great alims. But their own islah, if it hasn't been made, then they too are filled with the same jealousy and envy. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this jealousy, it eats up your good deeds. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it is reported in the hadith that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went up to speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he became very envious of a person that was at the arsh, under the arsh of Allah ta'ala. One is ghibta, meaning that the person is not jealous. He is desirous that, oh Allah, you have blessed so and so with wealth, with good health, with property, with knowledge, and with all of your other ni'mats, that, oh Allah, bless me also with such kind of ni'mats. That is permissible. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, la hasada illa ala isnain. That if a person wants to be really desirous, then he must be desirous and envious of two kinds of people. That person whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the knowledge of the Quran Sharif, he is reciting the Quran, teaching the Quran, propagating the Quran Sharif, then the person is desirous, oh Allah, give me also that kind of knowledge, give me also, make me also a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, give me also the tawfiq to stand up and read the Quran Sharif in tahajjud and at other times, then that is permissible. Oh Allah Ta'ala has given somebody maal. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُ مِنْهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. And that person spends out of that wealth day and night in good causes, then this person is desirous, oh Allah Ta'ala, bless me also with such kind of wealth. Then that is permissible. But to be desirous that it must be snatched away and destroyed, or to burn oneself up that why Allah Ta'ala has given this person such kind of ni'mat, that is jealousy. And it comes in different forms. The people in deen will be jealous of the people of deen. The people in profession will be jealous of the people of that profession. Those who are business people, they will be jealous of the people who are in business. The alims will be jealous of those people who are alims. That in my majlis only 10 people are sitting, why in his majlis 1,000 people come or 500 people come? So jealousy is a thing that comes mostly in the same profession. And it burns up the person. Therefore, something that you heard before also from this servant of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Hasad ki aag mein tum kyu jal rahe ho? Hasad ki aag mein tum kyu jal rahe ho? Jahannam ki taraf tum kyu chal rahe ho? Why are you burning yourself in this fire of hasad and jealousy? Why are you proceeding towards the fire of hell? Because this fire in this world you are getting, it's burning your heart here. And on the other hand, it's going to lead you to another bigger fire, and that is the fire of Jahannam. So it's not a sensible thing that you are doing, that you are burning yourself here too and burning yourself in the akhirat too. Hasad ki aag mein tum kyu jal rahe ho? Jahannam ki taraf tum kyu chal rahe ho? Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz. Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz. Kaffe afsos tum kyu mal rahe ho? Are you unhappy and displeased with the distribution that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has made? Are you jealous and envious and unhappy with the distribution that Allah has made? Allah Ta'ala has decided that I must give this person so much. Allah Ta'ala has decided that this person must be given so much of qualifications and degrees. And this person must be blessed with sustenance through his profession so much. And this person in his business, he must be given so much. And this person must be given a beautiful wife. And that person must be given so and so. Now all this distribution is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So by your burning, it's not going to help. You are going to be destroying yourself. You'll be destroying yourself in this world too and in the akhirat too. So kaffe afsos tum kyu mal rahe ho? Why are you rubbing your palms of regret? Hi, my Allah, why didn't you give it to me? Why don't you take it away from him and give it to me? So you think Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to take our mashwara and then make decision? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he knows. Therefore Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi, he says, no jealousy ever comes in my heart. Because I look at two things. The person who has got the ni'mat, if he is an obedient person, obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this person will be going to Jannat in the Akhirat. He says, jealousy doesn't come into my heart because I look at two things. That if this person who has been given these ni'mats, the person is handsome, the person has got money, the person has got a good car, he's got big properties, he's got gold and silver. So if he has got all these things and he's also obedient, he's not a disobedient servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The beauty that Allah ta'ala has given doesn't lead him to haram. The wealth that he has been given doesn't take him to the casinos and to the cinemas and theaters and to the haram dens. He says, when I look at that, that this person is obedient and he has been blessed with these ni'mats, then I look at what he is going to get ahead. So ahead of him is Jannat. And in Jannat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to give him ma la aynun ra'at wa la uzunun samiat wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. That which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the thought also didn't cross anybody's mind. If he's going to get all those ni'mats in Jannat, then why should I not be desirous of that, what he's going to get there? That, oh Allah, just as you're going to give him those ni'mats of Jannat in the Akhirat, because of his obedience here, then give it to me also in the Akhirat. So he says, jealousy doesn't come. And on the other hand, I look at, if he has been given wealth, he has been given beauty, he has been given gold and silver and properties, then if he is abusing it, he is misusing it, he is using it against Allah Ta'ala's will and command and against the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the end result is going to be hellfire. Then what must I be jealous and envious of that kind of wealth of his, if it is going to lead to hellfire? So he says, therefore I am not jealous and envious. You have heard that incident, I think, more than two or three times here, of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi mentioning that just now a person will be walking past who is an inmate of Jannat. He will be getting paradise. So one Sahabi made an excuse, because three times Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said this, and three times it was the same Sahabi, the same companion, who was found to be walking past. The first day same person, second day same person, and he had made wuzu, water was dripping from his beard, and he had his sandals in his hand. So this Sahabi made an excuse, and he went to his house and stayed three nights. And in the three nights, he did not find him doing anything more than what the others were doing. Every companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was making five times salat. Every companion was fasting, obeying Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he expected this person will be making tahajjud the whole night, or he's going to be making tasbih the whole night, or he will be giving away all his wealth and property and everything to the poor and needy, and just surviving on dry bread. That's what he expected, something unique, something different. But he did not find anything different. So on the third day he said that I did not have any real problem. I tried to spend these three nights with you to see that what is it that you are doing which we are not doing. Why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam give this glad tiding that you are going to be from the inmates of Jannat? So he said, nothing. It's the same thing what you do, I do. But yes, one thing there is, that I have no malice in my heart against anyone. I don't have malice in my heart. I don't hold any kind of malice in my heart. And whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to anyone, I am not jealous and envious of that. So these are the two things. I don't have malice, and I'm not jealous and envious. Just to conclude, before that incident slips up, Allah ta'ala brought it back to mind, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw this person, he became desirous that, oh Allah, what is it that this person is doing that he has got this position under your arsh? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replied, ke tumhe naam se kya fayda? Hum kaam batate hai. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked for his name. So Allah ta'ala said, what are you interested in his name? We will tell you what he does. One is that he is not disobedient to his parents. Secondly, he does not have any kind of jealousy in his heart. And thirdly, he does not carry tales and make people fight. These are his three sifats due to which Allah Ta'ala gave him such a high status. It's not just our tasbihs and our little bit of zikr and little bit of deen work that we do and we think that we have reached the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. These are diseases of the heart, pride, arrogance, malice, greed, envy, jealousy. So then there are prescriptions. How do we cure ourselves of these diseases? There are so many things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. We know that the people of the book, they used to make dua before the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh Allah, we seek victory in our battle. in the name of that Nabi that you are going to send, who will be the last Nabi. They used to seek victory in battle with the name of Wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that kitab which is going to be revealed upon that ummah. But what happened after that? Falamma arafu ma, falamma ja'ahum ma arafu kafaru bih. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came amongst them, then they rejected. And Allah Ta'ala describes in another place, hasadam min inda anfusihim. It was due to hasad. Therefore the two verses which were revealed of the Quran Sharif for protection against hasad and for protection against seher and jadu and all these kinds of things were Surah Falaq and Nas. And at the end of Falaq, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. So what is the sense of being jealous and envious? Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bless us also with the ni'mats He has given to others, and ask for protection from the fitnas of those ni'mats. It's easy to get ni'mats today, but to protect ourselves or to remain safe from the fitnas of those ni'mats is very difficult in these times. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be satisfied with the distribution and the taqseem that Allah has done in accordance with His wisdom. And instead of being jealous and envious, Allah Ta'ala has made the marketplace an open place. There's plenty of halal there. Go and seek it with the strength in the body that Allah Ta'ala has given. And then whatever we get after that, make shukr over it. And if we don't get very much, then make sabr over it. Then we will reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And He will give us barakat then even in that little that He's going to give to us. Inshallah, we'll continue. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.